everybody. This is Tina Fassetti. This is the Behind the Creative podcast. And I'm the Chief Creative Officer here at Proximal Health. And we're here talking to John England. He's Senior Creative VP of CDM Princeton. And he's here to talk about his winning campaign for Illumia for the Apex Awards. We were so impressed with the campaign and just the way it came to life. And I'm just super excited, John, to talk to you about it today. It was definitely one of, you know, my favorites of the whole award show. So I just get so excited when I get the opportunity to talk to the creative folks behind the scenes and how this all came about. So to sort of open it up, you know, I know we always start with sort of this idea of what were the insights that drove the campaign?
Yeah, hi Tina. Yes, so moderate to severe plaque psoriasis is a pretty serious disease. You know, a lot of patients suffer from this, and it really kind of disabilitates them, and you know, makes them feel bad about themselves. Mm-hmm. Not just physically, but you know, but also it hurts them mentally as well. It makes them feel an inferior and not wanting to go out and socialize. And derms and dermatologists and HCPs also kind of have, you know, kind of they have a wealth of different brands available to them to try and treat this disease. But often what happens is you know, different treatments fail. So it was a kind of really nice opportunity to have a treatment that came out, a biologic treatment that would kind of endure and kind of like basically kind of last over time. So it's something that they could rely on. So really what we were doing was kind of creating an idea based on a treatment that defied what the expectations were of psoriasis treatments. So suddenly there's a treatment available that you can rely on and kind of defy the limits of what other treatments are offering.
Yeah, I know, I love that. You know, I've worked in psoriasis in my past, and you're right, the insights that you mentioned are so true. I even recalled a statistic saying it's like, you know, one of the top leading causes of suicide, that, you know, it's just so emotionally and physically upsetting to have psoriasis. It's painful, and people look at you and they there's just a lot of stigma around it. So, you know, I just love the idea of lifting all that, and this whole idea of defying the laws of psoriasis, I thought was a really wonderful, you know, it's a big promise, but if this product is better, then it can make that promise. And I love that aspect of it.
The line itself, defy the laws, obviously comes from defy the law of gravity. And it's something that, you know, resonates with HCPs, because they like the idea of being defiant, you know, kind of being scientists and doctors, and you know, they want to kind of try and defy, you know, let's start again on that one, please. Cut.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. And you know, the whole, you know, talk to me a little bit about, you know, we know it's about freeing patients from the burden of psoriasis and weightlessness, and I get all that, but talk to me a little bit about, you know, sort of when the idea first originated, and, you know, how was it expressed? And then, because I just love how you guys took it to so many different levels, depending on the activations, you know, and I thought it was just super creative, and you really made it totally interactive. And like I said, so many different ways, you really took it to the limit. So just talk to me about that initial, that napkin idea. Like, how did it start?
Well, really, it was just it was trying to kind of deliver something a bit more emotional that portrayed the idea of the freedom that this kind of gave patients.
Yeah.
So really, if you imagine they're kind of walking around with this kind of burden on their backs, and suddenly that's taken away from them, it's almost that there's a weightlessness to it, a kind of emotional freedom that they experience, and really wanted to kind of get that experience across. The brand itself, you know, has used the color yellow a lot, which also is a very kind of emotive color.
Yeah.
Very optimistic and bright. It's like a new day. It's, you know, and the feeling that it gives, the campaign gives, is that feeling of elevating you and making you feel kind of bright and optimistic and positive.
Yeah, it really delivered. You know, even the use of the color yellow, it just felt so fresh, and it felt very modern too. You know, so not only in the execution of the concept, but then also the execution of the branding hallmarks. You know, just really, really great job to the creative team. And I know that's probably one of their colors, but you know, you really brought that to life based upon what you were trying to communicate even more, I would imagine.
Yeah, absolutely. And also, you know, looking for the right photographer for it was mm-hmm. was also super important. And we ended up actually shooting with somebody called Julia Fullerton Batten, who's an arts photographer based out of the UK. She has work in the Tate Gallery and the various other kind of establishments. We were able to kind of bring her over to the US and we did a shoot with her in LA, which was fantastic. A combination of studio and that exterior. So we kind of shot out in the streets to kind of get the backgrounds.
Yeah.
And then we shot in the studio with the models jumping off like trampettes backwards and forwards, landing on these kind of big cushions. But it was a very fun shoot, and we were able to comp it all together. We used a retouching company called I've forgotten the name of the company, damn it.
That's
we used a retouching company to kind of comp everything together, and you know, we had taxi cabs going up the sides of buildings and floating clocks and items kind of moving around the room. And we created a lot of cinemagraphs for it as well. So as well as the stills, we really enjoyed kind of creating these kind of animations that are happening within the picture that we can use on digital media as well. And that from there, it kind of really blew out. We did the launch event at AAD, and we created an augmented reality experience in the booth with a life-size floating patient that you could walk around and basically kind of hold up your phone and kind of see different kind of things happening around the patient, and you could kind of touch them and then display data points in the actual booth area. So lots of fun. We had upside down fireplaces. We had, coffee cups stuck on the bottom of tables, so the coffee cups were upside down, and really kind of brought it to life in the 3D experience.
That is like I said, the attention to detail. You know, it's kind of like when you watch a show, and you can tell that the prop person just spent just paid attention to every single little detail. And that's what I got from it. And I just love that. You know, so often people have an idea, but they don't really realize the whole vision of it. And I think you guys just really nailed it in that regard. This is crazy, burning question. How did the patient float? Was it suspended from the ceiling or something? Or how did you execute that?
In the still imagery, it was just caught in, you know, we were shooting with flash. So it was actually kind of, the person was jumping and catching them in motion. Like it was just catching them in motion. So we didn't want to suspend them because you get that kind of snag in the clothing and everything. Right. It just doesn't feel like they're floating. So it was really a moment of lots of jumping going on and lots of jumping backwards and, getting them to do it again and again and again and capture them in that moment. And then, you know, as usual, you know, you have a part of the body that works from one shot and a part of the body that works for another shot. So I think eventually for one of the main shots with the girls actually kind of floating in the room, She's actually made up of, about, you know, she has an arm from one shark, a body from another shark, and the legs are from another shark. So it, yeah, kind of, it all came together like that. But it's just really, really nice kind of shoot, and also kind of, comping as well.
I know, you know, it's so interesting. Like, retouching is just so amazing today. And, you know, again, it's one of those things where you can have an idea, and if you, it could be the best idea in the world, but if you don't execute it properly, it falls flat. So again, kudos to you guys for that attention to detail from beginning to end. You know, that was definitely evident. So let's see, I had some more thoughts and ideas here. So tell me a little bit more about, you mentioned the AR, and it was sort of like you said, things were going on around the patient. So was it mostly information about the brand, or what else was happening there? It was hard to tell from the video, but I was very curious about that.
So we worked with a company that's called Sprout Concepts, a small two-man band in the US, to actually can develop the augmented reality using a gaming engine. And they rebuilt the person in 3D to match the photography. And then we took elements from the room. So for example, there's a seating, like a couch, that represented safety. When you kind of like click touch the couch, it would turn into kind of safety data. There was a bookshelf, and if you kind of touched on that, it would show you kind of information about kind of the efficacy. And there's a kind of different items basically floating around the person. So there were people just walking around in this space. You couldn't see it unless you were looking into your phone or an iPad.
Right.
So it was quite strange. You know, it's quite strange to see people walking around a space looking at something that's not there.
So, I know. Isn't that great? Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah, no, that's terrific. And now when the person, so again, I love the details and I love the execution aspects, because again, whenever I see that, you know, a team has really nailed the execution so beautifully, I always wonder, you know, again, even at the booth, the patient was sort of floating at the booth. How was that sort of rigged up?
No, that's what I mean. The patient was actually created in 3D. It was an augmented reality experience. So it wasn't a physical person. But there was some letters. We created the headline, Defy the Laws of Psoriasis, in 3D. And that was actually a sculpture in the actual booth.
So that's what I meant, the sculpture. Yeah.
Yeah. That was a trigger. That was a trigger that when you clicked on it, the augmented reality appeared above it. And you could only see that through your phone or iPad device.
Right. That's awesome.
But we did have an upside down tree floating above it as well. But that was an actual tree.
Yeah, it was great. And how was it? You know, how was it working with the client? Was that an idea that, you know, they embraced early on, or was it something that, you know, you tested with other ideas and sort of that kind of rose to the top? Or, you know, tell me a little bit about your experience with selling the idea in and then sort of.
Sure. I mean, obviously, you know, the usual process of, you know, doing different ideas and kind of going into research. We're really fortunate. Having a wonderful client led by Maureen Shannon at Sun Pharmaceuticals, Illumia. She's like the head marketeer for the brand. She's very open to kind of pushing creative and kind of looking for new ideas that break the mold. So that's always useful to have a client as good as that. Helps a lot, and she came along to the shoot, and everything was, you know, great, and it was all very, very kind of pretty easy to be honest, in terms of a lot of kind of confidence and faith in us, and Just let us get on with what we do best, which is great stuff.
You know, that's so nice when you have a client that really appreciates creative. It makes or breaks a campaign. It makes or breaks the creative execution, the idea. And I, you know, we all know that as creatives, and I always feel so lucky and so grateful whenever I have those types of clients. And I have a few of them now, and it's so refreshing. You know, I even had a situation where, we were really trying to, it wasn't a launch campaign. It was a pre-launch campaign, and we were trying to change behaviors, and a concept that scared, you know, a lot of the physicians went forward. And it was because we said, like, that's the campaign that's going to change behavior. So, you know, we actually didn't go with the one that tested well, because that was making them comfortable with what they were doing, you know. And right. it was just so nice to have a client that, you know, again, they defied the laws of what testing told us, you know, but it was for the better, right? But, yeah. But that's, you know, that sometimes happens with pre-launch, you know, it's really nice to hear. And, you know, I do think that, you know, the best work is executed because you have a great client who is like super appreciative of the work and can have vision, you know. And
you're right. And it's the vision and following that instinct. You know, it's listening to the research and of course, and looking at the, you know, your insights you're getting. But in the end, you have to kind of think, is this really going to cut through and make a difference? You know, so that comes down to, you know, just the client's guts, to be honest.
Yeah, that's very true. That's very true. You mentioned when we were getting started that, you know, you've moved on, you guys are executing a different campaign. Can you unpack that a little bit for me? You know, this campaign seemed so strong, and I was just curious, was it a change in the market? Was there
we're currently in the process of pushing out a new campaign. This, you know, obviously kind of Defy worked really well for the launch. But what there wasn't a synergy across the patient materials and the HCP materials. And we wanted to kind of have something that kind of worked across both. So we went through a whole reconcepting kind of exercise and kind of did research with HCPs and patients, trying to find one campaign that would work across both. A new campaign was born, which is called The Long Haul, which is launching out now.
That's awesome. Yeah, I do get the concept of, you know, when you're going for launch, you do something that might be a little, you know, unexpected, and you definitely landed that. You know, I always, you know, judge the work on, you know, score. Is it on strategy? Is it credible? Is it ownable? You know, sort of that memorability aspect of it, and can you get excited about it? And that at launch, you know, you guys definitely delivered on that. But I do have a lot of respect for the concept of having a campaign that can work with both patients and physicians, because they're talking to each other.
And absolutely, one of the insights that also came out was we had some new data that became available to us. That kind of proved the drug to last longer than other drugs. So we had like 5-year data. So the whole kind of idea was to portray the idea of something that was long lasting as well. That's like, you know, why we kind of moved away from the Defy campaign, because it was really about kind of just elevating. It was also about kind of duration as well. So we needed to kind of have a campaign that delivered that message.
Yeah. And I love that. I think that's bold too. I think that it's important to think about, you know, if a new study came out or if there's a change in competition, you know, sometimes you need to move on to a different campaign, and there's nothing wrong with that. You know, I've even run more than one campaign at the same time, because we had different segments of audiences that really only resonated with different ideas, you know? So my feeling is you just don't need to have one campaign that continues forever. You should just really look at the market. You should look at the situation. You should look at your competition. You should look at your segments and see what resonates with them, and let the let that decide, you know, the creative campaign.
Absolutely. And it's great now that, well, fingers crossed and touch wood, that the things, events are becoming live again and conferences are live again. And, you know, looking forward to being able to blow that new campaign out in terms of 3D and booth experiences and such like. So we have AAD coming up in March. So that's very exciting.
Yeah, it is exciting. We actually have a campaign at SABCS right now, but attendance is down, you know, and we were just very I think it's like a fraction of who's normally there. And this is, you know, pre-COVID compared to now. But, you know, and me, you know, and I'm sure you get it too, as a creative, I love those in-person booth experiences. They're so important, you know, to really bring the brand to life. So it's exciting that you're going to, you know, have a chance to get it out there. I'm curious to see, I'm hoping that conventions start coming back and people
right.
attend them in person. Because I would hate that to be a dying breed.
So. You know, I love the theater of a real live experience, and you know, creating a stage that, you know, people are able to immerse themselves in this world that we create. I'm really, you know, hopeful. You know, hopefully it's going to happen.
I know. I am too. And in fact, and speaking of live events, the Apex Awards in June are going to be live in New York, I believe. So we're looking forward to, you know, hosting that live this year as opposed to last year. And it would be awesome if you entered the long haul campaign if it's done.
Right. Yes, so. Absolutely. Yeah. You'll be seeing it soon at a place near you.
I'm going to be looking out for it, because, you know, I mean, the launch campaign was terrific, and I'm going to be really curious to see what you guys have done. You know, been seeing some great work come out of, you know, your shop, and it's been, you know, such a pleasure. Is there anything else, you know, in specifically about the, you know, the laws of this particular campaign, the laws of defying the laws of psoriasis, that you want to talk about?
I'd say that the whole campaign really is, you know, the idea of empowering HCPs and derms to make their patients feel free, you know, from this horrible disease. And I'm so lucky to have the opportunity, you know, with the team that we have here, like at CDMP, to create something magical, you know, that also helps people, you know, as well. So it's just wonderful to be able to kind of have that combination of you know, doing something that not only just looks good and artistically is creative, but also, you know, that it's actually helping people feel better about themselves and you know, kind of overcome this disease.
It's so true. I remember, I think out of every, I've worked on so many different brands, and I was just so emotionally blown away at the suffering of these psoriasis patients. And so, you know, I know when I first started working in the category, it was the biologics were out for the first time. And it was the first time these patients in since forever ever had any kind of relief. You know, and it was interesting because the derms at that time were like, I just want to give you a cream and have you go away. And they were fighting, you know, the biologics because they really didn't get into, you know, they didn't become dermatologists. They're not high science guys, right? Mm-hmm. Or guys or gals. And they were uncomfortable with it, but their patients had so much relief, you know, and eventually they got around to accepting it. But that was even at that moment in time, it was a challenge to try to get dermatologists to be open to something other than a cream.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And now you can have the, you know, this is 4 injections a year, so it's not, you know, not too difficult to kind of keep up. And you know, the data has proven it to last for 5 years. No, over 5 years.
Wow, so really?
This is something that's really something you can stick with. And No, it's a passport to freedom for patients.
Yeah, it's so great to, you know, even have products today that can make a difference in their lives. It's phenomenal. I remember doing some research, and we did something called a revolution group, and we had the doctors, we interviewed the doctors, and they said, my patients don't want this, they'll never do this. And then we put the doctors behind the screen and we brought the patients in, and one woman said, it took me 15 minutes to get out of bed because there was so much pain. And now I just jump out of bed with a smile on my face, you know, and the doctors were listening. And another young woman said, actually a gentleman said, my 5-year-old daughter can't wait to give me the shot, does the shot with me, because she said it gave her daddy back. And like, there were just tears. And these physicians were sort of embarrassed because they're like, oh, my patients don't want this, you know, but that was, you know, but that was at a different time, you know, and it's great that, you know, that was 10, 12 years ago. So just to see that, you know, the products are getting better, patients are getting the help they need, and then you get to be part of that and do a campaign that's just so, so wonderful, you know, so, you know, congratulations to you and the rest of the team. And you know, all the folks that help you guys bring it to life.
No, of course, thanks. yes, I mean, I feel like we're in a revolution period in terms of pharma. And so there's so many amazing products coming up and out there at the moment that can change people's lives, and it's really exciting to be, you know, at that pinnacle of being able to kind of, you know, advertise it, publicize it, you know, get it out there so that people can actually use it. It's great.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's why we get up every day and why it's such a fulfilling arena of advertising to be in, for sure. Well, it was just such a pleasure talking to you, and, you know, I feel very honored to have had this time to hear more about this campaign, which, again, it's terrific. You know, I actually sent it out to my team today and I said, take a look at this. This is great work. So I don't do that that often. So so congratulations to you on some really awesome, a really awesome campaign.
Well, thanks. Thank you very much. And on behalf of the team at CDMP, kind of really appreciate having the opportunity to talk to you.
Oh, yeah, no, we welcome it and we appreciate it just as much. So have an awesome holiday. And again, thank you for your time. So much appreciated.